And let's make a stop at the Maine State House, where politicians are split over the very serious issue of chickadees. A pending bill would require lawmakers to choose just which kind of chickadee is the official state bird. Here's Maine Public Radio's Steve Missler.
Brian Olson, an associate professor of biology and ecology at the University of Maine, refuses to take sides in the great chickadee debate. But he does want state lawmakers to know there are big differences between the boreal chickadee and the black-capped chickadee, which are both found in Maine. He says the black-capped has a song in the springtime, which he demonstrated for the legislature's State and Local Government Committee.
That song is not flashy nor presumptuous, it just gets the job done.
And that song, Olson says, should not be confused with the call we typically associate with the black-capped. And Olson says that signature sound actually has a purpose.
You might not know, but the black-capped chickadee call, that very charismatic chickadee-dee-dee, the number of D's at the end is a judgment that the chickadee makes about how dangerous a particular threat would be.
Olson says the black-capped chickadees at his home are not afraid of him. Not at all.
In fact, they seem fairly confident they could take me in a fair fight.
And the boreal chickadee? It has no song, Olson says.
Not frivolous birds, the boreal chickadees.
But the boreal does have a unique call. Maine's great chickadee debate goes back to 1927. That's when the legislature named the chickadee the state bird. The problem, says Maine Audubon's Nick Lund, is that
it's not a bird. It's a family of birds. So it would be like saying the state dog is a dog or the state pizza is pizza.
In fact, Lund says, Maine is one of just two states that hasn't specified which species of bird is the official one. The other is Utah, which generically lists the seagull as its bird of choice, a curious decision on its face given that there's no sea in Utah. But in fact, it was the California gull that saved residents there from an onslaught of crickets that were decimating the crops in the mid-1800s. Likewise, it was the chickadee's ravenous appetite for insects that apparently factored in the Maine legislature's decision to anoint it official status. But which one? The boreal or the black-capped? That's the question confronting state lawmakers, who are now considering a bill that asks the legislature to choose. And Lund says it's a tough decision.
They both stay in Maine all year. They both are friendly and are attracted to humans. And though you need to be in their presence to understand, seem optimistic, cheerful, friendly, resourceful, and industrious.
Of course, there are more serious considerations confronting lawmakers. Ornithologists warn that climate change is pushing the boreal farther and farther north, so its presence here could become increasingly rare. The black-capped, found in states throughout the Northeast, is likely here to stay. In any event, the issue is dividing families. Take Brian Olson's. He's the ecologist from UMaine. His son likes the black-capped because it's common. His daughter, the boreal, because it's rare.
So we are a house divided.
Lawmakers will make their chickadee preference known in the coming weeks. Or maybe they'll do what the legislature has done with this issue since 1927. Nothing. For Here and Now, I'm Steve Missler.
And the sound of the chickadees in that story came from Mark Dennis and Doug Hitchcox, who recorded them and then sent them on to the Macaulay Library at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology.
Chickadee, I know you love this rock and roll.